workforce.
It's time to set it straight and motivate. Cause
I want to take a moment to talk about definite articles. It seems that we always struggle with definite articles and what that word means, definite. And I always remember it like this. If I said, bring the Spanish book to class, bring the book to class, you'd specifically know what book I'm talking about, correct? Now, if I said, bring a book, are you definitely sure which book? No, I didn't think so. So when I refer to the, that corresponds with a definite article. Remember that there are four definite articles in Spanish, and the best way to explain this to you is to simply draw a chart on your paper that has four quadrants. The first box to the top left, that would be masculine, and that would be singular. And the box below it would be feminine, singular. And then, of course, moving across the second column down, that would be plural. So if I were to give each one of these quadrants a definition, referring to a noun that is masculine, singular, I would have to use the definite article al in front of it. Okay, now if I'm talking about a definite article that is feminine, it is singular, only talking about one, like the wall, I'd have to replace that the with la. Now, take a moment. We've been through lots of rules in Spanish, even already at the beginning state. How would we make el plural or even la plural? Okay, I bet you guessed the feminine plural form was las, because you know that when you see a vowel, you add an S to make a plural. Very easy. You're correct. Now, what did you do with el in the plural form? Oh, I sure hope it was los, because that's the right answer. Los. So let's apply this for a moment. Once again, going back to the book theory, if I said, bring your libro, the book, what definite article am I putting in front of libro? Libro ends in an O. It appears to be masculine. There is no S, therefore it must be plural. Its article that's going to accompany it? L. El libro. Now, what if I made that plural, and now I'm saying, bring the books to class? What happens with libro? Because we already know that rule. Libro ends in a vowel, and we add an S. Libros. Now, using the chart up above, knowing that books, libro, is masculine, and now we've put an S on it, libros, making it plural, my L now becomes plural masculine and los. Los libros. Let's do another feminine one. How about bandera? Do you remember bandera? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Ah, sí, es correcto. Flag. Muy bien. Okay, flag, the flag, feminine, singular, using my chart, the answer appears to be la, la bandera, the flag. How about if I'm referring to the flags? Once again, do the noun first, add the S to the noun, banderas, banderas. Now what becomes of la? Las, the banderas, las banderas, the flags. Fabulous job. Well, stay tuned for some indefinite explanation. Adios.
Set the record straight. You know things could really, really be better. Let's set it straight today. Don't you know I got to
work for
it's time to set it straight and motivate. Cause I'm